2 Chronicles 7:14 says this, if my people, those are those that are saved, God's people, amen. Here specifically talking about the Jews in the Old Testament. If my people, which are called by my name, God says, shall humble themselves and pray. Amen. There it is. If we'll humble ourselves before God and truly pray. Amen. Notice this. And seek my face. Amen. May I say, that's really what prayer is anyway. It's us praying. Honest prayer is us seeking God's face and God's help for where we're at in our lives. We're seeking His face. If we'll pray, we'll seek the face of God. The verse goes on to then say, and turn from their wicked ways. May I say today, children of God, we need to turn from our wicked ways. May I say today that God's people, we need to get sin out of our lives. We need to turn from those wicked ways. Whether it be music, whether it be things we're watching on the internet, this is a good thing to watch, amen. And whether it be whatever it is that we're watching or listening to or doing or saying, some words that are coming out of our mouths that we need God's help with, whether it be bad words or gossiping or whatever it may be, lying, and whatever it may be, we need God's help today, and we need to go to Him and pray and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways. Repent of those sins. Ask God to help us with those things in our lives, to cleanse us, to forgive us of those things. And the Bible says, and to turn from their wicked ways, the Bible says, then will I hear from heaven. Amen. And will forgive their sin and will heal their land. There's been several different things I've saw lately that's been encouraging to my heart, but that the Lord reminded me of when I saw this. I was looking this week, and I was seeing to where there's a preacher that I'm familiar with. I won't use his name in here, but a preacher that I'm familiar with, a pretty good fella, I believe. And he took and he is having Monday through Saturday a national prayer conference call, if you will. And every evening, I think it's 8 or 8:30, he's doing a conference call trying to get as many people as they can together on the phone to pray together for God to heal our land, to help our country, to see souls saved, and to see things changed. And you gotta love live TV, amen? If y'all bear with me just a minute. And there's a valuable lesson, amen. You got to have power, amen. And but anyway, sorry about that, amen. Thank the Lord. But we'll keep on going for the Lord. But you think about today, we've got to have prayer. I need y'all's prayer, amen. But you think about simply today, we've got to pray to God without ceasing, amen. And we need to turn from our wicked ways, amen, and turn to God. I was talking about prayer. This gentleman having this prayer service. There's a sign in Chester that's put up there across from the Walmart. It's right there. And it's on the side of the road, and it says, pray. Prayer meeting at 12 o'clock or something like that. And it's encouraging everybody every day at 12 o'clock to take and to pray, if you will, for God to help us. May I say that we ought to be praying without ceasing. Amen. There's nothing wrong with prayer. We ought to be praying. Amen. Esther, I believe, and the people of God were praying about the circumstance and situation they was in. And they did pray. But may I say today that you and I, we ought to take and be turning from our wicked ways. Amen. That when we turn from our wicked ways, the verse says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. You see, and the last part of the verse will heal their land. Amen. In other words, we need to be praying and turning from our sin, asking God to forgive us of our sins. Amen. To cleanse us, as 1 John 1:9 talks about, if you will. And then the Lord will take and He'll heal our land. Amen. You say, I'm not saying today that this is God's judgment or this is a plague. I'm not saying any of those things like some of the preachers out there are saying this day. I'm not saying that. Okay? So don't twist what I'm saying this morning. I'm simply telling you that we need to repent of our sins, get right with God, God will hear our prayers, and God will help. Amen. And He'll bring healing to us in our lives. That's a principle, and that applies to everything we do in our lives. And so we need to turn to the Lord in our lives. We want to see healing in our homes. We need to turn to the Lord and ask forgiveness of things where things are wrong. Amen. The same thing is true when it comes to our country. We need to seek God's face. We need to pray. But I move on. if you will. You think about today, the devil has tried to use this this thing, I believe, to get us off track when it comes to our prayer life, to get us off track when it comes to our witnessing. But God's told us for such a time as this morning, I believe, that we need to pray, that we need to take and be witnesses in the days and times for such a time as this. Who knows, Mordecai said, you might have been brought here for such a time as this. May I say the same thing to you today? Who knows, God might have put you here for such a time as this. You think about today, God's taken and people are watching church services online during this time. Amen. May we take and pray that God will use these things to work in people's hearts and lives, to save the lost, to heal, to revive believers, to get them back in church. When all this is over with, I ask you, I ask me, will we go about our business like we did before, or will we do as we ought to do and be closer to God than ever before? I hope that's the case. Amen. We need to pray for God to do these things in our hearts and to heal our land, for us to come through better through these things, not bitter. Amen. I think about today, the old saying, when God gives you lemons, make lemonade. Amen. May I say today, I don't like lemons. I would never sit down and just eat a lemon. Some of y'all may, bless your heart. Amen. Some of you like pickle juice, and I'll leave that alone. I won't say who, you know who you are. But I would never take and drink the pickle juice. I never would take and eat the lemons. But you know what I do like? Pickles. Amen. And one of my sons really loves them too. But you know what? I don't like lemons, but guess what I do like? Lemonade. Amen. May I say today that God can take, and He wants us to take with His help, with His strength, with His guidance, through prayer, to take the lemonade that we've been given, if you will, and make some lemons, excuse me, that we've been given, and to make lemonade for His honor and for His glory. Amen. We ought to take today and use them for His glory. You know, I never thought that we would be on Facebook like we are right now. I've always wanted, hoped, and prayed the Lord allow us to have the services put over the internet. Well, God allowed all this to allow that to happen. My prayer is we get to keep doing it. Amen. If the Lord will bring in the funds to do it, because it costs money. Amen. To be able to do stuff. But you think about today, I'm saying this, the first week we did it, we had over 240 people listen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And last week we had over 50. It's because of y'all. It's because of the Lord using you. Amen. And you listening, that God's doing these things. And I'm excited about what God's going to do in the future. Amen. But we've got to witness. We've got to pray for such a time as this that we live in. But I'll close with giving you the last point this morning. And it's found in 1 Thessalonians 5 as well. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The Bible says, in everything. Now I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I know some of you probably don't have your Bibles open, and that's fine. Amen. I'm glad you're listening. Amen. Maybe you get your Bible open next time. It's all right. But in everything, the Bible says. If I was to told you in everything, what things does that include? If I told you in everything you do this, how many things would that include? Everything, right? No matter what the thing is, in the midst of everything, you do this. Let's read the rest of the verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. If you want to look it up later, I'm not making it up. It's what the Bible says. In everything, give. So in everything, we're supposed to give. Give what? Thanks. In everything, give thanks. Notice that. The rest of the verse says, for this. What's this? What is the this? In everything giving thanks. In everything give thanks, the verse says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Concerning you. In everything give thanks. In other words, no matter what thing or situation or circumstance we're facing, no matter where we're at in our lives, we ought to be giving thanks to God. You think about today, folks, this is a message that we preached often at the church. You say, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm talking about not this sermon in particular, but the message of we ought to be praising and thanking God, amen, for what He's done for us. Praising Him and thanking Him for who He is, amen. We ought to praise and thank when it comes to God. This verse says, in everything give thanks. Amen. We ought to be thanking God in everything that we face in life. That doesn't necessarily mean that we'll be able to kneel down and say, Lord, thank you for us virus and all these people that are dying. No, that's not what the pastor's saying again this morning. Don't mistake what I'm saying, okay? I'm saying that in everything, we ought to be giving thanks. No matter what we face in our lives, there's, if you will, always a silver lining. There's always a blessing. We can always see God's hand moving, even in times like these that we live in today. And I say today, even in the times we live in, we still have a lot to thank Him for. Amen. I thank the Lord I've got a roof up above me. I've still got shoes on my feet. Y'all didn't know I did till then. Amen. I thank the Lord that I've got a good place to eat. Amen. I thank the Lord for my family. I thank the Lord for my church family. I thank the Lord for the sight that I have, even though it takes four eyes to get there. Amen. I thank the Lord that I've been able to live 36 years on this earth. I thank the Lord that I've been able to preach the gospel 24 years. I thank the Lord that I've been able to be pastor of Faith Baptist Church for 9 years. I thank the Lord today for His blessings that He's given to me in my life. And today I thank the Lord because I don't deserve any of it. It's not by my might or my power or my work, but it's all by the Lord's. Amen. And may I say today, He deserves the glory. He deserves the praise. He deserves the honor. He deserves the thanks for anything that's done through me in my heart and in my life. Today, I hope you can say the same thing. In everything, give thanks. You know, there's been a lot of messages preached through the midst of all these things about how to cope and how to deal. And I preach some things about not worrying and being afraid. And all that's good. Amen. And we ought to preach and teach those things. That's part of ministering. Amen. That the Lord's called me to do. And even called you to do in a maybe a different way. We ought to minister to people. But may I say today simply this. That we, the message that has been possibly left out and missed, is the fact that we need to be giving thanks to God. Amen. Don't stop giving God thanks. Amen. For the things that He's done in your life. For being the God that He is. He's still in control. He's still on the throne, as the song says. So what could be wrong that the Rochester's sang? I'm reminded today, thank God I am saved. Salvation, sweet song, as ages roll on. He's still on the throne. Amen. Thank the Lord that He's still on the throne this morning. Nothing. Hey, we need to give God thanks today. Amen. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. We still can give God thanks and still can sing as the song that played right before we started this morning. It is well. It is well with my soul. And boy, you look up the history of that hymn and you see that the man that wrote that song, things wasn't great for him. Things wasn't going happy for him. He had lost some of his family. I believe was even to the point of losing his own life, if my memory serves me correctly. I know some family members and things he lost. But yet he still sung, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. May I say, we can still give thanks to God today. We can still give Him thanks. Even in the darkest of nights, the darkest of hours, we still can give Him thanks. Amen. We ought to give God thanks in our lives and hearts today. You'd say, how in the world does this apply to the book of Esther, this last point, Pastor? Are you just making this up because it's a good point to have here? May I say, I'm not just making it up and putting this in here, as some people do. You take and you read on, and I'm not going to do it for the sake of time, but you can read it later if you want to check me out on this. You turn over, I think it's around chapter number 9, if my memory serves me correctly. And because of all the events, once the Lord brought deliverance to His people, Esther went in, told the king, you know, I want to have a feast with you. And they had a feast, him, her, and Haman. And they had a feast. And once in the end, once you work through all the details of the story and the account and what took place, in the end, Esther revealed to the king what Haman had plotted. Haman wound up being the one that lost his life, not Israel, not the Jews. Amen. And at the end of all this, they, in, if you will, started a feast. And the Jews still practice this feast today. It's called the Feast of Purim. P-U-R-I-M. The Feast of Purim. I'm no expert on the feast. Don't claim to be. I've looked it up, read some things about it, okay? but I'm not an expert on it. But they started the Feast of Purim. And this feast was a day of celebration. It was a day to remember and to recognize and to praise the Lord for what He had done. And I thought it was interesting. Now, one thing I will give you, I took and looked it up. And the way that they, if you will, say, greet people on the day of Purim, if you will, is the same way we do in a lot of our days, our holidays, if you will. They would say, Happy Purim, of course, in their Jewish language, and I'm not going to try to say that. They will say, Happy Purim, just like we say to somebody, Happy Birthday, amen, or Happy Holiday, or whatever, if you will. And this is a day of celebration that was had because of what God has done. May I say, God hasn't given the victory yet, but God is giving the victory through these circumstances that we're facing in our life. And I believe God's going to give the victory in days to come, amen. My hope isn't on this earth. My hope isn't in a man, or in a president, or in a task force, or in a governor, although I'm praying they'll do the right things and lift them up before God as we ought to do. Amen. But may I say, my hope is built, as the old song says, on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. May I say today, we ought to stand on Christ, the solid rock. And that's how we can thank God in the midst of the things that we're going through, because He deserves it. Amen. He deserves the thanks. He deserves the praise in the day and time that we're living in. You see, Esther and the Jews did that. May I say, for such a time as this, God has called us today to witness. For such a time as this, God wants us to pray. And for such a time as this, God wants us to be thanking and praising Him in the midst of everything. May I say today, and ask you this question in closing, have you lost your vision? This may apply, I don't know, more to our church folk, but I think this applies to everybody if you're listening and you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. Have you lost your vision? You see, today I'm afraid that maybe the devil has used these things to cause some of us to lose our vision. Our vision should be 20/20, because we have the Word of God that's clear, that says, go ye into all the world. We ought to witness. We have the Word of God that says, pray without ceasing. And we have the Word of God that says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. People are always asking, there's been perhaps more books written on this subject from a Christian perspective than any other. They always ask this question, what is God's will for me? What does God want me to do with my life? May I say, number one, the first thing God wants everyone to do is to come to know Him as their personal Lord and Savior. May I say today, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, that today is the day of salvation, as I posted on the website this week. All you need to do is admit that you're a sinner, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and call out to Him and mean it from your heart, and ask Him to cleanse you, forgive you of your sins, and save you, and place your belief and faith and trust in Him alone and what He did on the cross of Calvary, because He is the only way to be saved. But may I say this as well? Maybe today you've lost your vision, child of God. And your vision is to share that message that I just preached. Clearly, that we ought to be taking and praying and witnessing, and what was the last thing? Thanking God. It's easy to get down in the dumps. It's easy to mope and groan and complain. It's easy to say, oh, poor pitiful me, as we talked about last week. I can't take it anymore. But instead, the will of God in our lives is to, number one, be saved. But number two, another thing that's the will of God, there's lots of things, by the way, but another thing is to take and give Him thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. You say, what's God's will for me today, Pastor? I close with this. Number one, be saved if you're not. Number two, give Him thanks. Pray, amen. and take and be a witness. Those are God's will for us today. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, and we read this verse, it's part of our theme for this year. It says, where there is no vision, the first part of the verse says, the people perish. Today, may the Lord help us to have a clear vision of sharing the gospel during these times, of prayer, of thanking God, so that people don't perish without Him. Today, we should not forget or lose our 2020 vision because of some obstructions that's taken place around us, because of some distractions that's taken place around us. We shouldn't take and get off the goal, the vision. May the Lord help us to stay focused on Christ, not the corona. Because the Lord's placed us here, just like He did Esther in her time, for such a time as this. I don't know exactly, I'll be honest with you, how this applies, but the Lord laid this on my heart to be the way that we conclude the message today. And I want to read to you a quote this morning as we close from a famous person in history that some of you may be familiar with. And then I want to close by reading some words to a song and we'll be done. The quote says this, there may come a time, there may come a time when doing your best is not enough. How many times have we been told that in our lives? Just do your best. I tell my kids that all the time, and I'm sure you tell people that, and your kids, you told them that all the time as well. There may come a time, the quote says, when doing your best is not enough. Then you must do what is required. You know who said that statement? Winston Churchill, the great leader of days gone by. May I say today, don't just do your best. Give the Lord's help and do what's required of you, which I believe is a lot of things, but specifically today, it's praying, witnessing, and thanking God in the days that we live in. There's been lots of good songs that have been written based off of that phrase that we preached on today for such a time as this. And I cannot play this song, and I could not sing this song, but I encourage you, I couldn't play it because of copyright concerns, but I encourage you to take and look the song up. You can find it if you would like to afterwards. But I'm going to read the words to you of the song. It's an old Squire Parsons song that I was not familiar with until yesterday. But it's a song that Squire Parsons wrote, and the name of it is For Such a Time. That's wrote off of what happened that we read today. And I'm just going to read the words. It says, you've been given so much more than you could ever imagine. Haven't we, church? Success and honor now are yours. Think about Esther. In the sight of man, far beyond your highest dreams, you now stand today. Can you see God's guiding hand has made for you a way? For such a time as this, you have come into the kingdom. For such a time as this, God has placed you here. It's not by chance or by mere accident, but designed by Almighty God for such a time as this. You can play the foolish part and try to keep what you've been given. Feel the sadness in your heart as it crumbles in your hands. You can now redeem the time. Boy, that's a scripture reference. Redeeming the time, the days at hand. You can now redeem the time and find that which makes life sweet. When you take what you've been given and lay it at Christ's feet. The chorus, for such a time as this, you have come into the kingdom. For such a time as this, God has placed you here. It's not by chance or by mere accident, but designed by Almighty God for such a time as this. Today I encourage you to realize God's placed you here for such a time as this. May I encourage you today to do His will, whatever it is. Let's pray.